Neon lights once glowed on the stretch of Route 66 running through the panhandle town of Shamrock, beckoning travelers to stop at a most unusual gas station and diner. The Tower Service Station and You Drop In Cafe opened in the 1930s and became one of the most recognized landmarks on that famous route. A 20-foot tower rose above the gas station, a shorter spire topped the cafe entrance. Architect J.C. Berry combined elements of Art Deco and a variant of the style called Modern in his design. He gave the utilitarian space a distinctive look with geometric detailing, curved forms, and glazed ceramic tiles. When Interstate 40 bypassed downtown Shamrock, the old Route 66 and its commercial businesses deteriorated. The gas station and diner closed in the mid-1990s. First National Bank of Shamrock purchased the property in 1999 and donated it to the city. The Shamrock Chamber of Commerce used a $1.7 million federal transportation enhancement grant to restore the structure. Architects Phillips Swager Associates of Dallas provided the design services. The restoration architectural firm Archie Texas of Dallas restored the original tan-colored exterior, accented with glazed tiles in shades of green from pale mint to chartreuse. Jay Fershing, a preservation specialist in Architexas, pored over historical photographs and interviewed longtime residents to track down details, such as the colors of the building's original neon lights, which most likely were red and green. Jay Fershing.
The old timers say Shamrock used to look like Las Vegas when you drove in at night because of all the neon lights on the buildings, and that you could see it for 20 miles across that flat landscape.
The lights burn again on the tower station and you drop in. It's now a visitor center on Route 66. Travelers can get their kicks browsing vintage photographs in a retro gem of roadside history.